This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says Tehran will take what he calls the next step in increasing its uranium enrichment this weekend. U.S. President Donald Trump took the United States out of the Iran nuclear agreement more than a year ago. Rouhani suggests that gives his country a nuclear-free hand. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
President Hassan Rouhani has warned European partners in its faltering nuclear deal that the Islamic nation would increase its enrichment of uranium to any amount that we want, putting pressure on them to offer a way round intense U.S. sanctions targeting the country. Authorities on Monday had acknowledged Iran has broken through a limit placed on its stockpile of low-enriched uranium. An increasing stockpile and higher enrichment closes the estimated one-year window Iran would need to produce enough material for a nuclear bomb. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An airstrike on a migrant detention center near the Libyan capital of Tripoli has taken dozens of lives. United Nations Refugee Agency spokesman Charlie Yaxley says there are fears that additional deaths will be announced.
Well, we're horrified at the news today that at least 40 people have lost their life in an airstrike last night that hit a detention centre in Tijoura. A rescue operation is currently underway, and we know that many more are injured and that the death toll may rise even higher.
Yaxley also said this bloodshed could have been avoided.
This is a tragedy that was very much preventable. Just where a couple of months ago, we urgent evacuation of people from this specific detention center after a similar airstrike injured two of the people inside.
Fighting for control of Tripoli between Libya's internationally recognized government and the Libyan National Army has continued for months. This is VOA News. The United States is set to celebrate its birth as a nation, but here in Washington, there are complaints that President Trump is making a dramatic break from the traditional celebration in the nation's capital. Here is AP correspondent Sagar Magani from the Pentagon.
Two Bradley fighting vehicles are now near the Lincoln Memorial, where the president will give a speech tomorrow. Some Abrams tanks are also here in Washington, and the Pentagon's scrambling to line up flyovers by a B-2 stealth bomber and other aircraft. This morning, the president says it'll be the show of a lifetime, but critics say he's politicizing the nation's birthday party and using troops as props. He says military leaders are thrilled to participate. If so, they're hiding it well. The Pentagon's referring questions here to the White House and won't even say if Joint Chiefs Chairman Joe Dunford will attend. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump reports as fake the news he has given up LaFlan to include a citizenship question on the 2020 U.S. Census. Mr. Trump's words contradict a statement made by Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross a day earlier that the census forms would be printed without the question on them. The U.S. trade deficit has reached a five-month high, mainly due to widening gaps with Mexico and China. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
The Commerce Department says the gap between the goods and services the U.S. sells and what it buys from foreign countries increased to $55.5 billion in May. That's the highest since December. Exports increased on rising shipments of soybeans, aircraft, and cars. But imports climbed even more due to increases in crude oil and cell phones. The deficit with Mexico reached an all-time high of just under $10 billion, while the gap with China jumped to $30 billion. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The White House is downplaying President Trump's concession to allow sales of computer chips to Chinese telecom giant Huawei, explaining it is still prohibited from buying what goes into its newest 5G smartphones. Washington had put Huawei on an export blacklist in May, citing national security concerns related to its fifth-generation smart devices. Meanwhile, on the chances for a new U.S.-China trade agreement, Trump trade advisor Peter Navarro told CNBC, "We're headed in a very good direction." And the United States has put a major anti-Pakistan militant organization, the Baluchistan Liberation Army, on its list of global terrorist groups. Islamabad has welcomed the move. The BLA operates in natural resource-rich Baluchistan province, where China is investing billions of dollars in major infrastructure projects as part of its Belt and Road Initiative. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
It's today.